The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You can be in California or Texas or Iowa or Idaho or Indiana or Florida. You could be anywhere. But you're here with us. I appreciate that. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York holding it down on the board, making sure that we can all rock and roll. This is the beginning of the show. Every single weekday. At 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a few more games that have come out on the upcoming NFL schedule. We got the big reveal tomorrow. We got OTAs all over the place in the NFL. I mean, even my Falcons are running around chatting right now. Kirk Cousins is like, everything is fine. Michael Penix Jr., everything is fine. He's doing it on podcasts. He's doing it at press conferences. It's just... any place that Kirk Cousins could tell you everything is fine, he's going to tell you. Speaking of quarterbacks, Tom Brady already regretting the roast? Come on, man. Speaking of roast, the Dallas Mavericks, they got roasted last night. They didn't get roasted. They choked. They were cooking, and then they choked. Luka Doncic sucked. I guess that knee and that ankle ain't holding up too well. The New York Knicks are going to be in action tonight against the Pacers. The Wolves are going to try to slow down their choke as they take on the Denver Nuggets. Aaron Rodgers getting tabbed for Monday Night Football. Caitlin Clark, she's tabbed for her debut tonight in the WNBA. And then we also have some guests who are going to join us. You know, yesterday Jared Goff got that big four-year, $212 million contract extension. We're going to have on Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. He's going to come through and chat it up with us about all the money that these Lions have been spending. And then we'll talk to Andrew Schlecht. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, the team that knocked off the Dallas Mavericks last night. And, let's just say made them choke. Okay, so we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. Football, basketball, NBA, maybe an NHL story if one pops up that the whole country cares about. And we got you. Do you use the internet? Good. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter, X, Facebook, whatever the hell you call it, wherever you are, that's where I am. And if you want to call up the show, you can always do that. If you got a phone that works, you want to say something to me, knock yourself out. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, just go to channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am good, JR. Thankfully, unlike Kirk Cousins, I'm not looking over to my right here and seeing anyone trying to take my job. So job security safe. I feel pretty good today.
It's just real wild. Kirk Cousins had two chances and two opportunities to speak. He spoke at OTAs today here in Atlanta. This is his first time talking, saying anything public about Michael Penix Jr. Because before he spoke today, Kirk Cousins sat down to do a podcast. That's what everybody does, right? Busting it with the boys. And before he sat around and he did his OTA press conference, Kirk Cousins wanted to let everybody know, yeah, I know they selected Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 overall, despite giving me all of this damn money, $180 million. Kirk Cousins, he's sitting on the podcast. He's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I think you're reminded again that there are things you control. And there's a lot of things you don't control. And so let's deal in reality, you know, and recognize that fact. And then be a steward, not an owner. So I just believe that I got to steward what comes my way and control what I can control, which is what a steward does. But a steward doesn't worry about that which they can't control.
Yeah. So it's fair to say Kirk Cousins, the Falcons, there's no beef involved.
No, and I don't think there can be. I don't think it's helpful. Like, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and it's hard enough. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. It's hard enough. So let's all be on the same page and let's try to go in a Super Bowl.
Who the hell? Why, out of anybody to beef with anybody, why would Kirk Cousins beef with anybody? Why? This man has a 1-4 playoff record. This man just continues to get contract after contract after contract. Why would Kirk Cousins, out of anybody, given his success, 4-time Pro Bowler, that's all good and well. But when you think about all the money that this man has made in his career, all the tags with Washington, you know, the plan, and kept coming out in the same draft as Kirk Cousins, I mean, what the hell is he beefing about? $281 million. That doesn't count the new money that he has coming in. Kirk Cousins should just be living smooth regardless of who they draft. And so that was the Bussin' It with the Boys podcast. Today, Kirk Cousins wanted to remind everybody in person, I'm used to quarterback competition. I'm used to having other dudes. And the night that they drafted Michael Penix Jr., I went about my night like nothing happened. Listen.
Yeah, no, it's pretty straightforward. I was at the team event at the stadium, was just driving back, and they called me and just said, hey, we're gonna take a quarterback here at the pick. And I said, okay. And that was pretty straightforward. Yeah, I think it's similar to the call that Mark D'Antonio made to me in 2007. And he said, hey, we're going to offer another quarterback. I know you've signed Nick Foles. You know, you guys are going to have to compete. And it's like, okay, you know, let's just take the next step. And then I was drafted right with Robert Griffin. And it's, hey, you know, you're going there with another quarterback in the same class. Okay. So this is more the norm than the exception. And I think the response is that this is the exception, when really, if you know my story, you know, this is more the norm of the journey. And it's more of a, okay, you know, let's just start working and start building together.
Come on now. Kirk Cousins is a good teammate. We heard the report via his agent that Kirk Cousins was shocked. Both could be true. Kirk Cousins could have been shocked that the Atlanta Falcons gave him all that money and selected a quarterback at number 8, and he could still be a good teammate. Both can still exist. Do I expect Kirk Cousins to hold Michael Penix Jr.'s hand? Do I expect Kirk Cousins to give him a burp after he finishes bottle? Do I expect them to go to church together? No, I don't. But Kirk Cousins is going to be professional. Because he just comes across as, I just show up, I do my job, and I leave. And I make a lot of money while doing it. So God bless Kirk Cousins in that regard. Because he's a pro. You got a lot of athletes who would have been complaining and whining. Hello, Aaron Rodgers. Not this guy. He's going to show up. And if he is physically able, he's going to ball out for the Falcons. And I know there are a lot of people who look at everything that took place with Kirk Cousins and the blown out Achilles and the fact that he's not going to be full set and full go until training camp. And they go, oh, safe. Then why'd you give him all that money? I don't give a damn what anybody says. Yes, it's a great idea to have a backup as a quarterback. But why are you going in all in on both buckets We either sign a guy and go all in on him, or you just go ahead and say, I'm going to go all in on Penix and don't give somebody like Kirk all that money. It's like the Falcons are just shooting off all their bullets at one time, and it's not necessary. You're doing too much too soon. Yes, you're an NFL team. You have to worry about the now, and you have to worry about the future. But you weren't a little bit too much about the future. You're a little too shell-shocked because of some of the ridiculous decisions that you've made over the past few seasons. You're looking at holding on to Matt Ryan a little too long. You're looking at the exit of Matt Ryan. And primarily, he decided to exit because you started flirting with Deshaun Watson, who flirted with you and took more money from the Browns. Then you were left holding the bag. The bag was full of crap. The bag was full of a Heineke. The bag was full of a Desmond Ridder. And so you overcompensated and you said, hey, let's get Kirk Cousins in here. Even despite an injury, we got faith in him. And then you doubled down and you said, yeah, well, he may not work. He might be old. I mean, this came out of Terry Fontenot's mouth. We have a quarterback who, yeah, if everything goes great with Kirk, we don't see him for 4 or 5 years. What? You drafted Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 overall, probably the most ready quarterback in the entire draft. You drafted the man at number 8 overall to sit him for 4 or 5 years? That doesn't even align with the current contract structures for a rookie, where you got to make your decision as to whether or not you want to extend him in year 4 or 5. This could certainly work for the Falcons. It could. I know there's a segment of the fan base who maybe sat around and thought about it for a few days. There's a couple of folks who maybe, you know, changed their mind overnight and said, oh, yeah, this is good. We got a backup quarterback legitimate. And it might work. And if it does, the Falcons are going to come across looking like geniuses. And there's going to be a segment of the fan base that goes, I told you so. And that could be all true. But I'll tell you this. Too risky. Too risky. You go for the franchise quarterback, you try to help him now. It's been reported that one of the reasons that Kirk Cousins decided to move away from the Minnesota Vikings is because they ultimately were going to lean towards getting a quarterback. Look at the irony there, right? He ends up signing a gigantic contract with the Atlanta Falcons, and, well, they draft his potential replacement. You just heard Kirk Cousins. It's a hard knock life. But for all the jerks and crybabies that we have in sports, that we have in life, for all of the Aaron Rodgers who he threw a fit, he needed a shot of tequila when they drafted, oh, Jordan Love. When we got stories coming out about Justin Fields, a rookie, doesn't want to listen to Nick Foles, doesn't want to listen to Andy Dalton. We got all these damn crybabies with low emotional skills. Give Kirk Cousins some credit. He's not whining. He's not complaining. He's showing up to work, and he's going to do his job. And unless Michael Penix Jr. is going to take the job away, let Kirk Cousins earn it. I think the only thing that stops or slows down Kirk Cousins is if his Achilles doesn't work. That's it. There's nothing else. I mean, we saw all of this last year. Some guy named Aaron Rodgers in his first start for the New York Jets, he went down. A couple of years older than Kirk Cousins. But we know how brutal the NFL game can be. Kirk Cousins, for the majority of his career, he's been pretty durable. Nobody ages backwards. Nobody gets, quote unquote, better with age. You can just try to go out there and maintain it. I think Kirk Cousins was a good look for the Falcons, but they just know how to screw things up. Congratulations, Kirk Cousins. Thank you for not being a crybaby. Thank you for being a decent teammate. He could be upset, bewildered. He can be bothered and all of that. But he's just going to show up and do his job. That I appreciate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Doing my job is what I'm going to do for approximately the next 4 hours. We got basketball action. We have NFL schedule release news. We have the debut of Caitlin Clark. We got games that went on last night where teams like the Mavs are choking. We even got a new WNBA team with a brand new name. Yeah. Yeah, the Golden State Valkyries. Hickey, is that what they are? Is that what they official? The Golden State? Are they Golden State or California? What are they?
Golden State, the Valkyries. You nailed it.
We're going to talk about that, too. We got a lot to do. I want to get Hickey's thoughts on what I just said about Kirk Cousins on the other side of the break. Kirk Cousins, always happy-go-lucky. His teammates love him. That's why they always put those chains around him and dance. They have a good time. They love Kirk Cousins. When we come back, we'll hear from Hickey. And then also, we're going to hear from another quarterback, the most successful quarterback of all time. Let's just say Tom Brady wasn't all that happy with his roast last week. He has some regrets. Okay, Tom Brady. We'll hear from Tom Brady on the other side of the break. We'll get some thoughts and opinions from super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Congratulations to you. Happy Tuesday. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, that's great, right? Starting domestic disputes with my radio show. I love it. No, it's not. That's not true. Not true. I'm here for peace and love and soul. Hick, you know, you've never seen Soul Train before, right? Never?
I think you know the answer to that one already.
Don Cornelius?
Can't say I've even heard of Don before.
You've heard of Soul Train, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah, Don Cornelius is the founder and host of Soul Train.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the black dude with the glasses and afro. And he used to bring you love, peace, and soul. That's what he said.
All right, now I got a name for the face. There we go. Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, one day when you're just hanging out, nothing to do, just go on YouTube and just search Soul Train. People might go, hey, Hickey, what the hell are you looking at? But tell them JR told you to.
Research.
There you go, research. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about Kirk Cousins, the consummate professional, the excellent teammate. Said he got no problem with Michael Penix Jr. being there. This is just business as usual. NFL is all about competition. Eat or be eaten. And Kirk Cousins has no problem with what's going on around him, despite signing this massive deal, $180 million, with the Falcons. In a few seconds, I want you to hear from Tom Brady. He is kind of sad, and like I'll explain why. Matter of fact, you'll hear from him. Hickey, what do you think about these words today by Kirk Cousins?
I believe him in the sense that, like, I don't think he has another choice in terms of being okay with Michael Penix Jr., right? Like, if he lets this bother him, that means his play is going to suffer because his focus is elsewhere and he's going to get benched for Michael Penix Jr. And, you know, and that's, like, the quickest way to lose your job is by worrying about someone else. If he just focuses on himself and says, he's here, I can't do anything about it, I got paid, now my job going forward here is not to, you know, sabotage, you know, his development, because that's also then a bigger story. Maybe you're on the door. Maybe your career's over if you're out there trying to make Michael Penix Jr. look bad. So it's like he only has one route to go on now that this move is made. It's to make the best of it, to talk publicly as well, right, to make the best of it, to kind of put any storylines to bed and play as well as he can, because if not, he's going to be on the bench at some point, right, whether it's 2 years, whether it's, like Terry Fontenot said, 4 years, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
But if he plays poorly, JR, like, he'll be on the bench maybe this year. So he's no other option but to go out there and play well.
Possibly. And the fan base here in Atlanta is not going to be forgiving. Do I expect the only way I see Kirk Cousins playing like, let's just say bad. I don't want to push it all the way to trash. And yeah, he's going to have a stretch. Kirk Cousins is going to have a bad game. It's inevitable. He's a human being, and nobody goes out there and is perfect. The fans down here are going to be screaming for Michael Penix Jr. the first time that there's any type of stretch. That's not going to do Kirk Cousins any good. He's not going to have that runway. There isn't some, you know, cheap veteran quarterback who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins to take over if we enter into Disasterville. They drafted a highly touted prospect, which with his own injury history, who just played in a national championship game, didn't play well in that game, but he's expected to be the most ready-made starter. And so the fans here will be yelling for Kirk Cousins, or excuse me, for Michael Penix, if Kirk Cousins takes too many missteps. And that part sucks, but I give Kirk credit. And I always say this, and it doesn't matter if it's football, doesn't matter if it's your job, my job, the next door neighbor's job, your spouse's job, your kids. You can always know what the hell is going on, right? You want to know what's going on around you. If you got to start worrying about what other people are doing, I think that speaks more to you, okay? I think that speaks more to your confidence level, how you feel about what you do. You can control what you do. Go ahead, research, work, bust ass. Kirk Cousins can't go into a time machine and become young like Penix or younger. Kirk Cousins can't wake up and have an arm like Michael Penix Jr. Kirk Cousins can only work with what the hell he got. And part of that is actually being a good teammate to keep the peace and just work. Let people here in Atlanta, let the fans stir up the beef. Let them stir up the controversy. Let them stir up the quarterback chat. Penix should start. No, Cousins should start. This is just the warm-up, folks. But let everybody else worry about that inside that quarterback room. They should worry about nothing but themselves. Leave the beef and the you-know-what stirring to everybody else. And speaking of stirring up you-know-what, last week, Netflix decided to host a roast of Tom Brady. Tom Brady was ripped to shreds when it comes to cheating, deflating footballs. His personal life was ripped to shreds. They made jokes about his wife leaving him. They made jokes about his wife having an affair on the way out the door, allegedly. I mean, we talked about this too, Hickey, last week. The Aaron Hernandez jokes were just, I get it, it's a roast, but they were cringe. Tom Brady sat there, and I mean, he even got up at one point and he told Jeff Ross, the comedian, no more massage jokes when it comes down to Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. It was a wild affair. And so Tom Brady recently sat down with the Pivot podcast. And Tom Brady said, yeah, I do have some regrets sitting down and doing that roast. And just listen to him.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids. Mm. So it's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. So, dang. Like, it makes you in some ways a better parent going through it because, again, you don't – sometimes you're naive. You don't know. I just want to, like, laugh. And so I wanted to do the roast because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew and – And then I, you know, you just, you don't see the full picture all the time. So I think the, it's a good lesson. Like for me as a parent, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it.
He didn't, and I'm sure he didn't know the exact jokes, but come on. He think he could get roasted by, he talked about Jeff Ross. I am not some guy big into comedy, okay? I don't know every single comedian. I know who Jeff Ross is. I've only seen him do roasts. I've never seen, and I'm not a big movie guy, I've never seen this guy Jeff Ross in a film. The only time I have seen this man is up on a stage saying the most disrespectful things to another human being. And I can remember this from as far back, it feels like 20 plus years now. So where the hell has Tom Brady been? Under a rock? Tom Brady agreed to do a roast and he didn't think that they were going to make jokes about his wife? And yeah, it affected him, but of course they got kids. What is Tom? Come on now. They made jokes about Rob Gronkowski being stupid. They made a joke at one point where Tom Brady was asked, hey, how did you lose, you know, millions of dollars in a crypto scheme? Even Rob Gronkowski knows, ooga ooga, that's not real money. Like, come on, they made a joke about Rob Gronkowski being stupid. Tom Brady didn't know that being made fun of in a public setting would not affect his kids. The last time I looked, his kids, I think the oldest ones, they got to be teenagers, late teenagers. Like, come on now. Who wants to hear a story about how mom, you know, left dad to hang out with the jujitsu instructor? Nobody wants to hear that. No matter if you're Tom Brady or, you know, she's hanging out with the UPS man. Shout outs to all the UPS drivers out there taking care of business. Hickey, is Tom Brady stupid?
Very much so. I mean, what else did you think that they were going to roast you about? Drew Bledsoe, I think the next day or the day after that, said the guy won everything. Like, you can't roast about any on-the-field accomplishments. What was he expecting people to make fun of him for?
I don't know. Call him a cheater.
Roasted. Yeah, you got him there.
You're a cheater. Eli Manning beat you twice. You lost to Nick Foles. Your ACL got blown out. You threw to a guy where we know that tight end guy. You didn't. You went perfect, and then Eli beat you. I know I mentioned that twice now. I mean, you got a good point. What the hell else is there's nothing to do about it? What are you gonna do? Nothing.
You're professional comedians out. You hired them or brought them in, whatever, to make fun of you. Like the jokes you just outlined, no one's laughing at them. No one cares about. Oh, you lost Eli. Really funny. Ha ha ha. Aren't roasts supposed to be about the truth somewhat, and that's why they're funny?
I thought they were supposed to dig deep and hurt.
Right.
I mean, this is a grown-ass man with kids. You wouldn't think that anything that happens to you isn't going to affect the kids. Look, Tom Brady is what? What is he now, 46, 47 years old?
48, maybe, yeah.
48? If it took, yeah, maybe. If it took him this long, he's 46. He's going to be 47 in August. If it took Tom Brady all this long, Hickey, I'm thinking something. I'm trying to figure out if I want to say it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say it, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
If it took, and Marco, is Marco Belletti here? He's here?
I'm here, man.
If it took Tom Brady 47 years to realize things that affect him publicly can also affect the kids, I can totally understand why his wife was like, hey, I'm out. I mean, that's just, like, the rumors and the reports say that she left because the guy didn't want to stay home. All he wanted to do was football. It's like, hey, come be a dad. Come stay at home. And when you hear something like that from Tom Brady, he's like, I learned a lesson. It's like, well, yes, man, you're Tom Brady. You're not Tom the postman. You're not Tom the police officer. You're one of the most famous Toms on earth. You're Tom Brady. And now what is he going to do when he debuts on Fox later this year and people start saying that, hey, Tom Brady, like, you suck at broadcasting? What's he going to do? He's going to quit because they're going to hurt his kids' feelings because his kids are on Twitter? I mean, I don't know. I'm a little disappointed that I'm not disappointed. Marco, I'm shocked that he sat there and I didn't know. This was learned. I didn't. This hurt my kids. They said terrible, mean, nasty things. Like, yeah, bro, we knew this.
You know, it shows you the vacuum that some people live in that are, you would think that they would understand the magnitude of everything that's going on around them and how big of a star they are, but you realize that they're really insulated in this little bubble and they don't get it. And sometimes things like this needs to slap them in the face, and it makes you really, truly wonder, what didn't you think your kids would hear? The whole world would hear it. They missed it. What were you thinking? So basically what you're telling me is you never thought of your children, ever.
Oh, damn.
It never crossed your mind.
Oh, damn. You took it. Whoa.
It's the truth, though.
I thought I said crazy by saying, hey, maybe this is why the Giselle was like, I'm out. Maybe. But you, wow.
Look, man, if that didn't cross your mind, that means that your kids' feelings were never in your head.
Damn.
That's basically what it is. Now, that it doesn't mean it's malicious. It means you just didn't think of it. That's not an excuse, but that's what it is. So maybe you did learn a lesson. But sorry, that's not a lesson you should have learned. You should have known that by now.
Hickey, you want to jump on board this train?
I give Marco a lot of credit for saying it. And you know,
we're all thinking it.
No, I mean, you're not wrong.
There's no other reason. There's nothing else that you could tell me. I took the money. Unless you're telling me afterwards that you were saying, oh, I didn't realize, but you knew you just wanted the money anyway, then okay. But if you're truly telling me that you never realized that this would affect your children, that means that your children's feelings or your children are just not in your head. They're not a thought process for you. You think about you and you don't think about them.
That's what Giselle said, allegedly. That's what I read in People, because I read People every day. Not really. Only when it's about Tom Brady. That's it. Like, who else pops in People? LeBron is not even in People. Tom Brady's in People. Angel Reese is in People. That's when I read People magazine. Anyway, I agree. I hope his family got thick skin, because if he ain't the you-know-what at the end of the year in the booth, and there's going to be criticism even if he is good, just welcome to the other side of football, Tom Brady. Welcome to life. Everybody's criticized. Welcome to the real world, at least the internet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Tom Brady not happy with how he got roasted, how it affected his family. Well, last night, the Mavs got roasted terribly. They choked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Beautiful. Oh, this music is beautiful, right? This is Busta Rhymes. You didn't know this was Busta Rhymes, did you? Do, 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 do. That's enough for me. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Kirk Cousins. He's like, yeah, everything is fine here in Atlanta. Yeah, they drafted Michael Penix Jr. Everything is fine. We talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady said they roasted me last week on Netflix. Everything is not fine. Last night, if you watched basketball late, if you tuned in and you saw the Dallas Mavericks choke away a victory against this young Oklahoma City Thunder team, you would also see someone who got roasted. You saw an entire team get roasted. The Mavs choked. They did. The Mavs blew a 14-point lead last night. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they beat the Mavs 100-96. The Mavericks blew a chance at going up 3-1 in this series. It's currently tied at 2-2. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander carried his squad, carried the Thunder on his back at the end of the game. 34 points. He's knocking down all these mid-range jump shots. He was getting busy. They could not stop him. All of a sudden, the Mavs got to the second half, and they lost their, you know what? They lost their mojo. They couldn't throw a rock into the ocean. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks could not even hit free throws. Luka Doncic missing late at the line. Almost costing them the game, a chance to tie it up. The Mavs overall shot 12 of 23 from the free throw line. There's not a damn thing free about the free throw line when you're shooting less than 50%. About 50. That's garbage. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City, they knocked down 23 of 24 shots. It's terrible. Luka Doncic, 6 of 20 from the field, 18 points. He had a triple-double, but who cares when you lose and miss free throws? Kyrie Irving, did the Monstars come down and take his powers? Kyrie Irving had 9 points. Yeah, Kyrie Irving, who's hit one of the biggest shots that we've ever seen in NBA history for the Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving, 9 points? This is awful. Jason Kidd, thinking about all these free throws that they missed, 12 of 23, Jason Kidd is just like, yeah, we can't do nothing about free throws.
These are pros. They're not machines. They practice their free throws. They practice putting on their uniform. And so it's just about being able to step up. You're going to make some, you're going to miss some. No one's ever, you know, shot 100% from the free throw line.
No one's ever done that. You're going to have some bad games, right? I will say this. I think that there are some players that if they actually took time to just stand around and shoot free throws all day, I think they'd actually get better at it. Unless mind over matter just destroys them. Hickey, when Ben Simmons, when he's playing basketball or even practicing, when Ben Simmons is in the gym, do you think Ben Simmons is knocking down, let's just say, 80% of his free throws by himself?
Yes.
You think it's all in between his ears?
Absolutely.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, you put him at the free throw line, some days he might be, I don't know, 8 for 16, and another day he might be 14 for 16, all between his ears?
Mostly with him, yes.
Do you think these poor free throw shooters, do you think they actually put in the work when in the summertime, or they just go, man, I'm a millionaire. I make millions and millions and millions. I'm not standing here in the gym for, let's just say, 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day, just doing free throws. They're not doing that, right? No.
I would agree. I would say that's probably the least worked on, if you want to call it skill, part of their game. I would say that's probably the least, the area they work on the least for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing how many guys can't hit a free throw. And I think part of it is, A, practice. Look at how much money these guys make, right? Shaquille O'Neal is like a 50, 60% free throw shooter. This man was one of the most dominant players ever. He didn't make no free throws. It's wild. And so Jason Kidd is right to an effect, but I also think if any menial player who's a mediocre free throw shooter, if he actually worked at it over the summer, he'd be good. But who wants to stand at a free throw line for an hour just practicing free throws? I think the answer is nobody. Maybe Kobe didn't even do it. I don't think he needed to. Anyway, Jason Kidd is like, our guys are pros. Luka Doncic, he ain't worried about nothing either. Listen to Luka.
No concern. We just got to be ready. You know, we got to play hard like we did today. I think we played really hard. Big energy today. But like I said, some details, you know, cost us the game. And we just got to be ready again. And obviously, it's going to be hard on the road. But we've done it before. We can do it again.
No concern. No concern. Luka Doncic is running around with a bum knee and a bum ankle. There's no concern. You, hobbled, just shot 6 of 20 from the field. You led the NBA in scoring about 34, 35 a game. No concern? Come on. If there's no concern, then your leg is fine, right? Your knee is fine, your ankle, there has to be concern. You just had a chance to go up 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now it's 2-2 because you blew a lead. No concern? I don't know. Maybe the fans in Dallas can deal with it, but that's a little too lackadaisical for me. Hey, what's your level of concern? Well, my level of concern, it doesn't matter. We got to go out there and play better. Just say something like that. That sounds better. We failed. I'm not having concern. There's things that we have to fix. We have to knock down our free throws. We have to come back and play better. That's it, man. I'm sure after that conversation, Luka just went back and maybe had a cigarette and played video games. I saw that clip that went viral of him playing against some kid in his bedroom on the video game. Had to clarify that. Anyway, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP candidate. Came in at number 2 behind Nikola Jokic. He doesn't have no level of concern because he talked about how they bounced back, came from behind to beat those Mavs. This is what he said on TNT last night.
We just plugged away, took it possession by possession, and eventually the game turned for us. We've been in a situation a lot. We've been down. We've been down double digits. I think we lead the league in double-digit comebacks. You know, we've been there before, and we just knew what it took, and we got it done tonight.
Hickey, every time that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander talks, it's like he has a whole, he's like got backup. His whole teammates, they're like bouncers. They're all standing around. I mean, what gives? This is support, right? They like each other?
Oh, yeah. There's like a college team. They're all together. Maybe I missed it or just haven't been paying attention. Did it look like the whole team was there yesterday?
I feel like the whole team has been. If Shai Gilgeous, also, here's a couple of things. Nobody wants to talk to anybody outside of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren, right? Am I accurate in saying that?
Nobody else. 100% right.
Nobody else wants to talk to anybody. Those are the only two that I've seen people talk to. Even Jalen Williams, who's a damn good player in the starting lineup, undersized defender, undersized forward. Nobody wants to talk to him. I don't know what he sounds like. They have huddled like 4 and 5 and 6 at a time for every post-game interview all season long. I can never remember seeing this ever. When Michael Jordan spoke after a game, Scottie Pippen was not next to him holding hands with Dennis Rodman talking about how great of a job they did. But this is cool. I don't know. I mean, for all the idiots that we have on teams that hate each other, can't stand each other's guts, they're jealous. You know what? This is a teammate hour, right? We started off by talking about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is like, hey, Michael Penix Jr. is here and we're going to get along. Fine. We end this hour by talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you know what, Hickey? I think we have to appreciate this when we have it in front of us. Because too often than not, we just get miserable athletes. We get the Rodgers of the world. We get the Durants of the world. Am I missing anybody else miserable?
A lot of people miserable, but I think those two are at the top. I like those two answers.
Yeah. And shout-outs to good teammates. And shout-outs to you if you're a good teammate. Yeah, you listening. Try your best at work. Try your best not to be a jerk. I know you have that one coworker or two coworkers or that one manager that you can't stand. But just get the money. Just get the money and leave the drama alone. Ignore them. That's some JR wisdom for you. Be like Kirk Cousins. Ignore them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Andrew Schlecht is going to join us in about 30 minutes to talk about these Thunder. And why the hell they get along so well? I guess it's because they're young. They're playing Fortnite together or Roblox. I have no idea. And then also on the other side of the break, there was another basketball game. LeBron James showed up, and people have lost their minds. We'll talk about it. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.